This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders, talking to God. Do you? Let us consider this resplendent activity and how blessed we are to have this privilege. Join us for today's message.
Do you pray? And if you do, why do you pray? And when you talk to God, is it like breathing? Like placing an order at the drive-up window at your favorite restaurant? Or like a deep, good conversation with a precious friend? The privilege of prayer is a wonderful gift to us from God. Let's talk about that together. Let's talk with God right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that any time of day or night, in the name of Jesus, we can step into your presence and share our hearts, ask for your help, and offer you our thanks and praise. You are a great and awesome God. We thank you that we can connect with you through prayer. Bless this time of worship together. Thank you for the gift of your word and the promises that you make to us from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Our gospel today is recorded in Matthew 11, beginning with verse 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In the season of Easter, remembering that Jesus, who was crucified for our sins, is now raised from the dead, and as it says in Romans 6, death has no more mastery over him. He will never die again. He is triumphant and victorious. I think about some of the theological terms that I had to learn when I was in confirmation class as a teenage boy. That God is omnipotent, all-powerful. That God is omniscient, all-knowing, and that God is omnipresent, everywhere present at the same time. But did you know that there's one place that Jesus does not ever come uninvited? That's into your heart. That's why Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." O. Hallisby, the Norwegian theologian and Christian writer, in his book Prayer, says that this verse from Revelation 3:20 is a thesis for all prayer, that when we pray, we are opening the door of our life to invite the presence of an all-powerful Savior, Jesus, to come into the context of our daily life circumstances. We open the door to invite Jesus into the rhythms of each day's life, into our relationships, our challenges, our struggles, our joys. So when you pray, why do you pray? Well, according to this promise from Matthew 11, the first thing I would say is we pray because Jesus, the Lord of life, invites us. His words are beautiful. "Come to me," he says. It's an open, standing invitation. "Come to me," Regularly, Jesus used this invitation. When he spoke with his disciples, he said, "Come, follow me." Another time he said, "Come away with me to a quiet place and rest," or "Come to the wedding banquet." In the aftermath of the resurrection, when Thomas didn't know if he could believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, Jesus appeared to all the disciples, but specific to Thomas, said, "Come, Thomas, place your fingers in the nail prints. Put your hand in my wound. But don't be unbelieving, but believe." And then in this passage that we shared today from Matthew 11, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest." Do you remember in the aftermath of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all flesh, when Peter healed a beggar sitting at the gate called Beautiful? To those who inquired about how this could be, he gave all credit to the name and power of the resurrected Jesus. That was not something that the captain of the temple, the priests, and the Sadducees wanted to hear. They did not want him preaching about Jesus. That's why they killed him. So they put Peter in jail overnight. The next morning, all the religious leaders deliberated about what to do with Peter and John. It says in Acts 4:13, they saw that Peter and John were uneducated men, ordinary men. And then it says this, they noted that they had been with Jesus. There's something about spending time in the presence of Jesus Christ that changes our life. He invites us to come commune with him and consult with him, to lay down our burdens. Would that someone would look at you and me and say, "I can tell that you've been in the presence of Jesus." Do you remember when Moses went up on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments from Yahweh? And when he came down, it says that his face radiated with the glory of God. He shone with the light of having been in God's presence. Again, when we hear Jesus' invitation to prayer, would that our lives would radiate with the light of his love. Would that the peace that passes all understanding, that comes from having been with the all-powerful, all-loving Lord Jesus, exude from our being in a way that spills over into courage and confidence for what each day would bring. I remember reading a quote from Corrie Ten Boom, who survived the World War II Nazi prison camps and was a Christian author. She said, "Nothing can happen today that Jesus and I can't handle together." Prayer, when we respond to the invitation of Jesus to be with him, will bless us and change us for the better. So, why do we pray? Simply because the Lord Jesus invites us, "Come to me." But secondly, we pray because the resurrected Jesus does not want his people to carry life's burdens or face life's challenges alone. "Come to me when you're weary, worked to the point of utter exhaustion, totally spent, nothing left." Marathon runners say that on the 17th or 18th mile, they often will hit the wall. Do you remember the woman who had the physical malady of 12 years' flow of blood? The years of pain and isolation. It says in the scripture that she had spent all she had, and yet she wasn't healed. But when she saw Jesus coming by, she said, "If only I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be whole." There's a sense in which prayer, with our weariness, having spent it all, having come to the end of ourselves, is reaching to touch for the grace of Jesus. Come to me when you're heavy laden and burdened down. Are there moments where, in physical or emotional pain, you're burdened beyond the point of taking it? When the anxieties of life become so heavy? Maybe you've fought with some secret sin and are afraid of being discovered. Maybe you have carried for years guilt, shame, and regret over some great significant moral failure. And the one who went to the cross, whose life pours out with grace greater than all our sin, says, "Come to me, I forgive you." I'm told that ocean ships often will collect a large amount of sea barnacles that attach to the ship's hull. They can be weighed down so they ride lower in the water, but also by those barnacles they can be slowed down in their navigational speed, no longer able to cleanly cut through the water. Now you can either bring the ship into dry dock and at great labor scrape and scour those barnacles off, or, I'm told, you can take that ocean liner up into the mouth of the river of fresh water. And in the fresh water, those sea barnacles will simply drop off. "Come to me," Jesus says. In prayer, we come into the freshness of the grace of Jesus, and all that guilt and all that shame and all the heaviness of the burdens of life can be emptied out, and Jesus will take it from us. The third reason that we should pray is that Jesus wants our lives inseparably linked to Him. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." What a beautiful image that in prayer our lives connect intimately with the Lord Jesus. He promises in John 14 that He will be our comforter, our counselor, our guide. And we can learn from Him. A disciple wants to continually learn from the Master on the journey of life. And along the way, side by side, linked up, the Master can show us the right way, pull with us in the same direction, walk in step with us. More than that, the character of Jesus, gentleness and humbleness, will shape our very heart. You remember in Philippians 2, where Paul wrote, "Have this attitude in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who, though he existed in the form of God, didn't count equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave. He was obedient, even to the point of death. Yes, death on a cross. And because of that, God highly exalted him to give him a name above every name." I would pray that as our lives by faith and prayer are yoked to Jesus Christ, that his gentle spirit and his humbleness leads us to be servants to all people in love in such a way that they impact the world with the blessing of God. Why pray? Because Jesus wants our lives yoked to him. And lastly, why should we pray? Because Jesus is alive from the dead. He is not impotent or irrelevant. He's the Lord of life and the Lord of love, and he wishes to pour his love into our hearts each day. It says in Romans 5 that when he does this by his Holy Spirit, our hopes are never disappointed. When Luther was talking about prayer, he said that prayer is like a little toddler child coming to his parent or her parent. They do so for two reasons. First, the child believes that the parent loves him. And secondly, the child comes daring to ask for anything because the child believes that the parent has the power to do so. In prayer, we come to the Lord Jesus, the Lord of love, because we believe he does love us unconditionally, and he does have the power to do whatever we ask in his name, according to his will. A few days ago, as my family celebrated the resurrection on Easter Sunday, I had a grandson named Carew, who is 2 years old, come up to me after playing hard all afternoon. He climbed up on Papa's lap, and he laid his head against my chest, his head against my throbbing heart, and he closed his eyes, and he went to sleep. That's prayer. Prayer trusts the heart of God, and we literally, by faith in prayer, place our lives in the hands of our dear Heavenly Father. We do so confidently in the name of Jesus. So we pray because Jesus invites us, "Come to me." We pray because Jesus does not want his people to carry life's burdens or face life challenges alone. We pray because Jesus wants our lives inseparably linked to him, yoked to him for the journey, so we might learn from him. And we pray so that the Lord of love might pour his life and spirit into our hearts every day, and we climb into our God's lap, and we rest in his love. Amen. Again, let's talk with God. Dear Lord, we come to you together in the name of Jesus, so glad that you welcome us, so glad that you hear us, and promise to answer us. We offer you our praise and our thanks, and we pray that by your Spirit you would draw us to talk with you every day in prayer, sharing our hearts and unburdening our souls and inviting you into every part of our lives. We need you, and we need your guidance and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to confidently place your life in the hands of your dear Heavenly Father in prayer and rest in his love. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit, listener-supported radio ministry. In order for us to better know our listening audience, we invite your response to the program. If Christian Crusaders has touched your life in some way, we invite you to call or write. Send your letter to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 5063 or by email at cc@naz.org. That's cc@naz.org. You may also telephone us toll-free at 1-888-693-2484. We invite you to visit us on the Internet. Be sure to share Christian Crusaders with a friend, relative, or neighbor. By making more people aware of this ministry, we can share the word and spread the light of the gospel so no one walks in darkness. Our internet address is www.christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift to help defer production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service has been our associate speaker, the Reverend Lee Lavig, pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.